This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Mozza, in the day of social media, surely Soccer Australia can market the Socceroos, Matildas and the A-League a lot better now. The clubs need to get more content out there and they need to be hassling SEN more to get their players on. The time is now. Vic in Maroubna, good to hear from you, Vic. Such a great day yesterday. Watched the Socceroos at the live site in Shep, which was down by the lake and not beautiful down there. And then watched my nephew play under 12's representative side play cricket in Maroubna. Lots of young cricket talent coming through. Have a great week. So 1300 736 736. I think Susan texted in as well. Terrific interview with John. Imagine if soccer was the number one football code. Dusty, Buddy, Gary Ablett, Senior or Junior, etc. We would be a soccer superpower. thanks, Susan, as she says, well done to the Socceroos. And you were struck by the presence of one of the most recognisable athletes on the planet of all time.
Yeah.
And that is the Argentine. He was a wonder kid. He's now an incredibly gifted and talented player and has been for a long, long time, Lionel Messi.
Yeah. I haven't watched a lot of Lionel Messi over the journey. And I watch a bit of EPL, and that's sort of, you know, where I finish. Just the presence he had out on that ground, I thought was stunning on Sunday morning. And I was trying to find an AFL comparison to Messi, not for the stardom of him, although he's probably close.
Oh.
And Scott Pendlebury came to mind because every time Messi got the ball, even though there was traffic around, there was people, everything stopped. Messi stopped, the defender stopped. Messi went, the defender went. It was as if, I know if I lunge at him, go anywhere near him, he'll just make me look like an idiot.
Make you look stupid. Yes. Absolutely.
And
he's been doing it for a long time.
That was just stunning. And he's so tiny. He sort of, you felt like he was taunting you to say, come on. Come on.
He's a marvellous story, Lionel Messi. He had growth hormone issues as a kid and needed serious medication for that. He's a prodigy from the age of 3, 4, and 5 years of age, taken in by the Barcelona youth system at the age of 13. I think from memory they paid for a lot of his medical bills as well. He's been just a natural-born talent with an extremely high work ethic and discipline, of course, to still be doing it as he is now at his vintage. But what a gift. What a pure talent. The skill is off the charts. You can't believe he's another plane again above the best players in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You think about that, of a world full of billions and billions of people, so many of them play that sport. There's the best in the world, the top 0.0001% playing in the World Cup, and then there's him.
Yeah.
It's a frightening thing.
The other thing that really impressed me, to give me, old me, a feel of how good the Socceroos are, because I don't follow it close enough to say, you know, we should do this, that and the other. I'm a soccer expert. When that last goal was saved by the Argentinian goalkeeper,
from
the young 18-year-old, like, it was
Quayle.
Just fantastic what he did. You know, he turned and had his shot.
And that came after Bajic was going to score after he ran around five defenders.
Yeah, you know, like just brilliant coming back into the game from the Socceroos. There was two Argentinian defenders knelt down next to the goalkeeper. And now I'm going to say 15 seconds, they just hugged the goalkeeper. They were exhausted. They were completely stuffed. They were out of gas. They had no more to give, the Argentine defenders. And they're probably one of the top three nation fancies to win this World Cup. And our Socceroos took every bit of breath out of them. So I know the scoreline was 2-1. They won, you know, we're out. But to take one of the best nations in the world, if not the best nation, that'll be proven over the next couple of weeks. To take them to that level says our Socceroos are really good, in my opinion. And that was my point where I came to a conclusion to say, hey, this is a really good effort. I know we've lost, but this is super.
Their relief said everything, I thought, about how far the Socceroos pushed them. No doubt about it.